So give us 1 second here while this recording gets going. All right, we are live. So this is Madeline McRae here for our Success Builder Fast Track Sales Systems on June the 8th for our third coaching call. And today we are going to be doing a little survey first to find out, make sure everyone is on the same page here with our information. And we are going to be diving in to our video introduction, as long as everyone is here with us. So right now, nobody's on mute, but if you do want to mute yourself, you can press *6 to mute, of course, or you can mute from your phone keypad, and then *7 to unmute. And as always, it's *2 to raise your hand. And we're going to start right now with a quick little hand raise to see who here on the line has covered the module from last week, which is all about the appointment affirmation. So *2 to raise your hand. I'm just going to take a quick little survey of everyone who's on the call to see who has covered the appointment affirmation. All right. So we've got only two people here on the call. So for those of you who are joining us on the recording, welcome to you as well. I know that many people reached out to me over the last couple of days to say that they're going to be joining us on the recording more so than live. So we've got a 50-50 here. I am going to just lower everybody's hands here, and I'm going to give a minute for the people who are here on the call to just share with me, since you're here live, I'm going to give you a vote. Would you like to cover the appointment affirmation, or is there something from an earlier module that you would like to cover before we jump into that? So I'm going to go ahead and open up. You guys are not muted, so feel free just to chime right on in with your preference, and I'm going to let you lead the content so that I can make sure that you have everything you need.
Madeline, this is Bill Spindell.
Hey, Bill.
I have not been able to get into your portal. I'm going into that thing you send me, and I click on it, and I'm back to have an existing account. I try to log in, and it just doesn't take me anywhere.
I won't let you in. Okay. Let's see.
There was an email you sent me at one point that had a portal that got me through, but it says click here to do this, and you are already registered to this level. That's all as far as I can.
Okay, hold on 1 second here, Bill. Let me get this resolved for Bill here and for who else is on the line with us here live. I actually don't recognize the number, so if you just want to introduce yourself.
Kevin Miller in Casper, Wyoming.
Hey, Kevin. Welcome. And are you having any access issues with the portal, or are you able to get in, Kevin?
Able to get in.
Okay, great. So here's what I'm going to do. Bill, did you get my last email that I sent from this week with a notice that there's new content available on the portal? Did you get that email?
I did. That's where I'm. And that's the one I'm in. It was Monday, if I'm correct, right?
Yep. And if you click on the link to go to the portal there, and you click that your user, you already have one, you put your username and password in, and it says that you can't get in.
I go view in browser. It says, hey, Bill, I hope you're staying safe and really busy with the approach of Tropical Storm Powell.
Yep.
Module 4, land more appointments. The modules, click here to access it.
Yep.
I click there. I go down below. You have another spot. Click here to go to the portal. I click it. And I'll be honest, I'm not a computer genius, so maybe it says I have an existing account. I go to that. I save it. I log in. You are already registered to this level, success. And I click on everything all around. I click on you. I click on Fast Track. I click on everything. And it does.
And it won't let you in.
I got nothing.
Okay. All right, Bill. So here's what I'm going to have you do. I'm going to have you send me an email. I already have your phone number. So what I'm going to do is right after this call, I'm going to call you back, and I'm going to personally walk you through getting completely logged in, and I may just have to reset your password and username just from –
But I think it's more, we have the same password, but I think it's more the, I don't know. But I just think that I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not a computer expert, but I.
Well, let me do this. I'm going to commit to calling you as soon as we're done with this coaching call. I'm going to call you on the line that we've talked on before, and I just want to make sure that you and I will walk through it until you're totally certain that you can get in and get access. Because that will dictate you know, what you're learning. It won't, it doesn't do you any good if you can't get access to the portal. And if you're having trouble, I'll just give you my username and password so you can at least log in with my info. Okay, because I know for sure that mine works. So that's what we'll do. Sound like a deal?
Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Cool. All right. So thanks for your patience, guys, while we got that sorted out. And again, welcome to the call. Thanks for joining us live. I know that things are crazy busy. We're in peak of busy season for most people. So what we're going to go over today is the appointment affirmation. And I always like to just remind everyone on the call that this is an open Q&A call. So if you have any questions about any of the content that we've covered, if you have anything that you want to go over, what I want to do first is just to open up for your questions and to see if there's any way that I can answer whatever you need, or if there's things that you saw in the videos that you have questions about, you're not sure how to implement for yourself, you want some advice on, anything at all, that's what I'm here to do, to make sure that this is really implementable in your business, and then also to take a little bit of a deep dive on one of the pieces of content from our last module release. So, Kevin, is there anything that you wanted to ask in terms of questions from content over the last couple of weeks? Anything that I can help you resolve in terms of implementation for your business?
No, I don't think so. I think it's all running pretty soon.
Okay. So we're going to dive then. At any time that you have a question, feel free, star 2, to raise your hand, and I'll make sure that I pause and let you jump in. And because there's only a couple of us on the call, I don't have anyone on mute. So if you are not understanding something, feel free just to speak up. And I'm going to start with the appointment affirmation. And this appointment affirmation is one of the coolest things that you can do in your business that's easy to do, and you can start right away. And all that the appointment affirmation is basically a reminder email for your clients on steroids. And what it includes are the four basic elements of the reminder, the video introduction, the budget worksheet, and the invitation to cancel or reschedule. And the piece that I want to jump into now, because I went over all of them in the training segment, is really the video introduction. Because the video introduction, as I've taught it over the last couple of months to some new clients, there have been some little nuances that people have had and have been using that have been really, really cool. And they've taken this idea of a video introduction and started using it in their business. And what it's doing, this little tiny video, a little one-minute video that you email the link to your clients, is it's making their clients feel that they are working with a top-notch company and are totally wowed by the level of professionalism. So it's been a really cool factor to give you a wow factor in your business and also to give your consumers a really cool taste for who you are before you show up to an installation. And this little piece was born of inspiration from someone who's a really successful business owner in the interior window covering side. They were just doing this for all of their sales reps, just like as a normal part of their business many years ago when I learned this first. And I learned it from someone who was getting all this awards and recognition and just was shooting high into the industry, like gaining top recognition, because they were just doing this as a normal part of their business. It was just built into the fabric of what they're doing. So I've distilled this out into a process, and I've taught it many, many, many times. And over the last couple of months, as I've launched this program with a couple of my partners, I'm teaching this more and more. I am seeing it have the same exact ripple effect on business after business after business. Because think of yourself as a consumer. Think of your a loved one. Maybe you have a sister or a mother or a spouse who would have a service provider come to the home. Think of how impressed she would be or he would be if you have a brother or a cousin or a child in your life. If they had someone who they were having come in as a service provider for their home, send them a video to introduce themselves. It's such a small thing, and people today love video. Think about how much people consume video content. Even Facebook now has live video feeds that you can do because people love video. They love to see you in action as a real person. And that's one of the first things that I want to teach about this video introduction. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be professional grade. As long as the phone is not shaking all over the place as you're recording it, you can do it from your smartphone sitting at your desk in your office. It doesn't have to be hard and complicated and fancy in order to be effective. I had one of my students just maybe 3 weeks ago learn how to do this video introduction, and she didn't have the time to shoot a whole video. So she shot a 30-second blurb from her phone saying, "Hi, my name's so-and-so, and I'm going to be coming to your home later today. I'm really excited to be meeting with you, and I'll see you soon." And she texted it to her consumer, and they bought on the spot from her later that day. They'd never heard of her before. They saw her through an ad. So that's the kind of credibility that you can get when you use this tool. And I want you to take inspiration from her and to adapt this to something that you can do today. If you're not techie, that's totally okay. There has got to be someone in your business, in your life, whether, again, it's a personal friend, or maybe someone in your family. Maybe you've got a nephew or a niece or someone in your family who is techie, who can help you with it. It's very easy to do. If you've got a laptop, if you've got a smartphone, you have all the tools that you need to be able to shoot a little video introduction. So a couple of the quick little tech tips. When you get into the portal, and there's going to be a guide there to walk you through all the steps of doing your video introduction. And the one that I've had a couple of people struggle over is getting it up on YouTube. So if you have any questions of getting it up on YouTube, if that stumps you and you can't figure out how to do it, I have a video to walk you through it, and I also have the step-by-step instructions right there on the sheet. But if it stumps you, send me an email. I'm happy to walk you through it in person because it's a really, once you get it, it's not hard to do. You know, one of my mentors, and I'm a product of my own product. I work with coaches. I have mentors. And she calls it a BUFO, a blinding flash of the obvious. You know, once you know how to do it, it's easy. But it's not easy until you know. So I want you to take advantage of having me as a resource and send me an email. My email is support@businessmentormadeline.com. It's at the bottom of the portal, and I'm happy to walk you through it. So does anyone have any questions on how to shoot it or how to load up the video from what you've already experienced from watching on a portal? No? All right, so I'm going to jump in to what exactly to cover and how long your video should be. My recommendation for the length of the video is going to be that your video is anywhere from 1, maximum 3 minutes. So think about how quickly 1 minute goes by. 1 minute is really a long time in the world of video because you can say a heck of a lot in a minute. And it depends if you're a fast talker like me or a slow talker. I tend to be more of a quick talker, so people who are a little bit slower in their rate of speech, maybe that 1 minute doesn't get them as much punch as they need. So if you can eke it out to 1.5 or 2 minutes, that's totally fine. But if you have your worksheet there with you, and Bill, I know you don't, so I'm going to go over the steps. If you want to take notes, you're welcome to do it. Otherwise, we're going to get you into the portal and get you that worksheet today. So the steps are very simple for what you need to cover. The very first thing is remember the name of what this is. This is a video introduction. That means you're just introducing yourself. You are the star of the show. And it's just a video with your face and your torso. You do not need to have your whole entire body with a big fancy background and stage lighting, just you. As long as you're in pretty good lighting and the background behind you isn't super distracting. So I said that you could shoot this at your desk in the office. If your desk is a disaster and behind you is just a disaster, at least shoot it against a wall where you have just calm behind you. Try not to be in a messy or distracting area. And definitely don't shoot it in front of a window where there are people walking back and forth because consumers are super easily distracted. I'm sure that you've noticed this while you're watching TV. Someone walks in front of the TV, you're totally distracted. So try and keep yourself as center stage in the video and make sure that if you're shooting it with a cell phone, either use a tripod or have someone else hold the phone really steady. You don't want the video to be jiggling all over everywhere because that's kind of makes you feel a little seasick as the person watching the video. So you're the star of the show, and the goal of this video is to do, all you're doing is introducing yourself, creating confidence in your consumer, and giving them a feel of working with you. So what you want to do right away is just introduce yourself, your name. I like to call what you call yourself your expert title, and I'll talk about that in a minute. So your name, your expert title, your company, and your years in business. Now, the reason I say your years in business is I've worked with a lot of large manufacturers over the last decade. And there have been a couple of surveys that I've been participating in working through. And those surveys have shown that consumers really care about your years in business because they equate your years in business with your expertise. So if you happen to be a newer company and you don't have as many years in business, I know this is the case with a few of my clients, then what you can do is you can talk about your years of experience. You can talk about your years helping consumers. You can talk about your combined experience of your team. So the important thing to get through, though, is even if you only have 3 years of experience, even if you only have 5 years in business, that's enough to be credible. If you have less than 18 months in business, I would try to use either your years of experience or the collective years of your team. Anything over a year and a half, 2 years, 3 years is really the threshold where people start to feel more confident about you as a service provider. So if your business is still young, think about how you can state that. That's still authentic. You know, you still want to make sure that you are standing in integrity. You never want to tell a consumer something that's verging on being false. But you can put yourself in a different light by how you add up those years of experience of your team or your own personal experience, even if it's not directly in the business that you're in right now. So that's the first couple of elements: your name, your expert title, your business, and your years of experience. I promised I would go back to expert title. So a lot of people call themselves, and especially because this video introduction is every single one of your sales reps makes their own video introduction. So if you've got 2 or 3 sales guys out there working with you, make sure that you give them access to the portal, have them work through this content, and create their own video introduction. As the business owner, as the manager, make sure that you quality check it, right? Make sure that you watch it before you start letting it go out to consumers so that you know what your consumers are experiencing. But if they follow the guidelines, if they work through the scripting, and if they shoot their video introduction according to what we teach here in Fast Track, it's going to turn out to be fine. And again, consumers aren't expecting, you know, Steven Spielberg quality here. They just want authenticity. They just want to get to know you a little bit and to leverage that really cool video craze that everyone has. You know, there's a very cool statistic that in 2020, 2/3 of all content consumed on mobile devices will be video. 2/3. So that's where we're trending as a culture, and getting in on it right now while it's still fresh and hot and it's still growing, you're going to be a trendsetter. You're going to be way ahead of any of your competitors, because I can guarantee you that none of your competitors are doing this today. There are only a very small elite handful of companies that are doing video introductions in multiple industries. And inside of the Success Builder Group, we have people across 5 or 6 different industries. And I can say with confidence, even in all the industries we're touching, very few people are doing this. So take advantage of being the first and create your video introductions. So the expert title, it's just a way to designate yourself beyond calling yourself a sales rep. So there's no shame in calling your salespeople sales reps. That's totally normal. It's completely fine. There's also no problem with you calling yourself just the owner. If you're the owner or the manager, that's totally fine to call yourself that. But inside of this video, the reason that I encourage you to use what I'm calling an expert title, and you can make it up on the spot. You know, your word is law in the universe. If you say that you're the expert in your industry, you're the expert in whatever product it is. So, you know, I'm an expert shutter installer. I'm an expert. Can't think of anything in the moment. My brain just went blank. But if you take the name expert and then you put your product category after it, that's a perfectly acceptable expert title. You can call yourself a consultant. You can call yourself a design, you know, shutter design expert. That's fine. Calling yourself something that gives the consumer a clue of what you're going to do in their home is what that expert title is all about. It's just to give them a hint of what you're going to do. If you say that you're a sales rep, then they are in the mindset that you're going to sell them something. If you're in the interior window covering and you say that you're a design consultant, then they're in the mindset that you're going to help them design a solution. It just shifts their mindset away from the sale into the service of what you're going to provide. So that's all that expert is. Go ahead.
Would you state that you're a licensed contractor, or is that?
Sure. That would be perfect. If you're a licensed contractor, then that can be your expert title. I'm a licensed contractor. Hey everybody, I'm Bill. I'm a licensed contractor, and I'm with Windshutter. I'm with Windshutter, and I've been helping consumers like you for X amount of years. Kevin, you want to give yours a shot? What would yours sound like?
I would probably be something similar. I have a general contractor's license as well, so it would probably be something similar to that.
Okay. And how many years have you been in business?
Over 10.
Okay. So one of the cool things when you're saying your years in business is instead of just saying, I've been in business for 10 years, what you can do is you can say, I've been helping consumers like you blank, blank their home. So beautify their home, protect their home, shade and improve their homes. Whatever it is, the key elements of what you're going to be selling, if you can add a few little keywords right there, right in that little moment, you're giving yourself credibility. Everything that you can weave in to give the consumer a foreshadowing of what you're best at, where is your expertise? What are you going to help them with? That's going to give them more and more security about what you're doing. Now, if you don't say that, if you just say that you've been in business for 10 years, that's totally fine. All these little tweaks that I'm giving you on this call right now are just to up-level what you're already going to be doing. If you said, you know, I've been in business for 10 years, that you've accomplished credibility just by saying that. If you say, I've been helping homeowners, you know, protect and beautify their homes for 10 years, now you've taken credibility and you added a little bit more. So you see how I'm just giving you small tweaks to what you can learn through the videos, what you can take from the script that I've provided to help you add an increase to this video introduction. So that's what the purpose of this call is, take the content a little bit deeper. So once you've done that, you've now set yourself up for credibility. The next thing that you want to do is you want to address what consumers' main fears are. So sometimes when you're dealing with consumers, you know right away what their main fears are, because if you've been doing it for 10 years, 20 years, you know what they're going to be afraid of. So if you can think about what is it that consumers are mostly afraid of, Bill, what is it that when you go on a job site, what are one of the consumers' biggest fears?
You mean for an estimate or for an installation?
For an estimate.
Probably high pressure, probably, you know, not knowing who's coming in the door.
Okay. So you're answering their first fear with their second fear, who's coming in the door with this video. So they're already going to know your name. They're already going to know your face. So they don't have to be afraid of who's coming in their door. Now, I'll tell you, as a single female, I have a big house up in Pennsylvania. So I would have people come out to the house all the time who are going to take care of things. And it was a house that I felt like it constantly needed work. So I was having people come in for the water, having people come in for the air conditioning, having people come in for the deck, having people come in for the landscaping, all of the time. I never knew who was answering the door. I never knew who's going to be behind the door when I opened it. And sometimes I'd have an evening appointment because I would be really, really busy and I wouldn't have anyone there. And there I am with my young son in a house by myself, feeling pretty vulnerable. And I look through the window and it's kind of a creepy looking guy standing there. And I'm like, oh gosh, should I open the door? Is this the right person? And then when you did open the door and they introduced themselves, okay, the creepy factor went down. It's just because you're in the mindset as a consumer standing there of being afraid. You're in the mindset of being afraid. So this video will make the person feel comfortable before you even knock because they already know who to expect. They already know who they're looking for. So it solves that problem just by virtue of the video. So the other thing that you said is high pressure. Maybe they're afraid that it's going to be high pressure. A lot of things that I hear that consumers often are afraid about or worried about is that it's going to be complicated, that it's going to be hard, that they're not going to know how to pick the right products, are they going to do it right? This is going to be a big, expensive purchase. What if I blow it? Right? What if I pick the wrong color? What if I pick the wrong product? There's all those unspoken fears that people bring into the interaction. So if you make one quick little sentence that says, you know, you've already done your introduction. I've been in business now for 10 years, and I've been helping, you know, I know that this process can feel really complicated and that you might be afraid that this is going to be a high-pressure situation. I'm going to walk you through every single element to make sure that you have all the facts that you need and that you feel completely comfortable with the solution that we provide. And I've been doing this for years. I've helped hundreds of homeowners, so I'm going to help you just like I've helped them. See how calm that feels when you say that? Because you've already spoken out what their fears are, and you've now positioned yourself as the person who's going to easily walk them through everything. It's going to be a piece of cake. You're going to be totally happy. And you just mentioned that you've helped hundreds of other people. So if you could do it for hundreds of other people, you can do it for them. So you didn't need to say any of that because you just wove it into that sentence. And in the example, so Bill, whenever you get into the portal, there's a script example, and it goes through all the elements that you need to cover, and then it gives you an example with the wording that I just gave. Not exactly that wording, but something to that effect. So when you're talking about that little sentence, what you're trying to do is tell them, don't worry, I'm going to be here to hold your hand. Don't worry. I'm going to make this easy for you, and you're going to feel totally comfortable and happy with the solution that we make. The next thing that you want to do is you want to put a little seed in there about the tools that you have available to them. So in the module, I teach about having a budget worksheet. Now, a budget worksheet is something that that you can tailor make for your own business. I give you an example of it, but you're going to need to tailor make it for what you actually are offering. And what a budget worksheet is it gives the consumer an overview of what the kind of ballpark numbers, the ballpark prices of your products are, and it gives them an overview of what are the key considerations that they need to keep in mind when they're making these choices. So the more complex your products, the more helpful this tool is going to be to put them in the right mindset and to give them a little bit of facts so that when you start rolling out a price that's very high, in their opinion, they don't feel as sticker shocked, because they've already had a chance to start digesting that those are the numbers that they're going to be seeing. And it helps them get in the mindset of how much money are they actually willing to invest in their home? How much money are they willing to invest in this solution with you? Because that is often an objection if they don't have any idea of what the appropriate or going rate for these products are. They might be in sort of sticker shock if they had a totally different expectation. So using this budget worksheet and sending this to them in advance as a tool that they can use helps to prevent that sticker shock moment and gives you one less hurdle to overcome during the sales meeting. So does anyone have any questions about the budget worksheet or customizing it for you?
No.
The way that I like to frame the budget worksheet, and I call it a budget worksheet because that's what we call it internally within this program. But if you call it something like a design guide or a shutter guide or a product selection guide, you can call it something that's not a budget worksheet. And if you name it something a little bit more interesting, like a shutter selection guide or a project planner, something like that, it will help them to pique their curiosity so they open up that link, so they click on it and actually look at it. Because if you call it a budget worksheet, which you can totally do that, the likelihood that they'll click on it diminishes. If you call it something interesting, like a product planning or a guide, then they're going to be more likely to click on it because it will pique their interest and they'll want to know what's inside of that guide. And the value of them clicking on it is that we don't necessarily want to spend our time with consumers who are never, ever in a million years going to purchase from us because they simply don't have the financial wherewithal to do it. So this helps people who would never become our client to self-qualify, to say, whoa, 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 way outside of my ballpark, that's a no for me, and to then do the next step, which is to reschedule or to cancel their appointment with you. So it's just a way to help a consumer self-qualify, and it's also a way to give them helpful information so that when you show up to the job site, they're a little bit more well-informed. Today, people have a lot of options in terms of research with a computer. They can Google anything and become a somewhat of a mini expert in a very short amount of time. But some people do and some people don't take that effort of doing it. So by you providing them with this tool, you're giving them resources before you show up, which again is setting you apart from all of your competitors. I can guarantee you that none of your competitors are giving your clients those kind of resources before they show up to their appointments. So it's just another way for you to differentiate in your market. So once you do that, the reason I bring that up is you want to say that, you know, don't worry, Mr. Mrs. Client, you know, you don't have to say their name because you want to keep it generic. Don't worry, I've helped hundreds of people do this. And because I know this can be a little bit complicated, I'm attaching a resource for you. I'm attaching you for you a product guide to help you start thinking about what might be a good choice for you before I come into your house. And that tells them, okay, here, I'm giving you something that you can use before I even show up. So that's how you kind of you introduce that in your little video. And the next thing that you want to do is you want to seed in what I call seed the bonus. So we already went over last week about bonuses and how you can find bonuses and how you can find these new ways of packaging up what you're doing in a more innovative way that gives more value to your work. And I'm really happy to go over that if anyone has any questions. But what you want to do here is you want to seed the bonus. And what you're trying to do is you're trying to encourage your consumer to be in the mindset of making a decision while you're there. So why do we want people to be in the mindset of making a decision while we're there? Anyone have any ideas?
So they don't shop.
Yes. Yes. How much of your time do you want to spend teeing up the ball for your competitor? None of it. Right? I don't. I most certainly don't. I do not want to spend my time teeing up the ball for my competitor to come in and knock it out of the park. I want to get a consumer to make a decision while I'm standing right there because I can influence that decision. I can no longer influence it when I leave their home. So if you tell them during your little video, here's this tool. Remember we just said, I have this great tool for you. And you just keep on going with your sentence. And I also have some really great bonuses I'm going to offer to you if we can come to a decision while I'm there. That simple phrase of if we can come to a decision while I'm there gives them the signal that this is a sales meeting. I am here to close a deal with you. Expect to be asked for the sale. Now, you're not going to say that during the video, expect to be asked for the sale. How many doors would you have slammed in your face then? A lot, right? That's not our goal. But if you say, I have some great bonuses I can offer to you if we can come to a decision while I'm there, people get it. They're smarter than we give them credit for. They know that that means this is a sales call and I'm going to go for the close while I'm there. And then all you have to do is close. You've already said all of the relevant facts. You've talked about your bonus. You've given them this guide, the budget worksheet. You've positioned yourself as an expert, and you've given them a quick little taste of who you are. Just because your personality is going to show up in that video, they're going to see you. They're going to hear your voice. So that's all that they need. And then all you have to do is say, you know, if you're not able to look through the guide, so this tells them, like, make sure that you click this attachment and look at it. If you're not able to look at the guide, or if this appointment time no longer works for you, then I invite you to reschedule. Again, people are really smart. They totally get it. They know that that means please don't waste my time. Please don't do a no-call, no-show. Please don't do that to me. It gives them a little bit of skin in the game because it makes them feel like they know you and they're a little bit responsible to you for showing up to that meeting. And that will help you have fewer times when you're sitting there in the driveway and they're just not home, right? So once you've done that, just end with a warm close. You know, I invite you to reschedule, call her office to reschedule, whatever you say at the end. And you know what, and I'm so looking forward to seeing you in a couple of days. Thanks so much. I'll see you soon. That's all you have to say. It's going to take you very short amount of time to write that out. And you can freewheel it. Now, you don't have to write out this script and memorize it word for word. All you have to do is remember to keep those main elements in line and to try it. You know, the first couple of times you shoot it from your phone, again, it's going to take you a couple of minutes. not going to take you long. If you mess it up two or three times, you've wasted 2 or 3 minutes. You know, you can try it 2 or 3 times until you feel comfortable. Practice it aloud. You might feel a little bit silly standing there talking aloud. One of the little tips that I give is if you have someone with you, a buddy to shoot it with, you'll sound a lot more natural if you're actually talking to a person versus not talking to anyone versus just talking to your phone. Unless you're a video guru and you have a YouTube channel and you're totally used to just shooting videos, having someone else in the room with you will make you feel less pressure and it'll actually make you feel more like yourself. You'll come across more authentic than if you're just talking to nobody. That talking to nobody feeling comes across a little bit if you don't have someone in the room with you. So that's it for your video introduction. Once you have it filmed, you can upload it to YouTube, get a little link, and send it with all of your emails to confirm appointments. And that's kind of the really juicy bit of your appointment affirmation email. So any questions? Anyone want some help scripting out a part? Like what kind of sentence would you say in the middle about your consumer's problems, or what would you say to close, or how would you phrase your opening? It's really an opening, positioning yourself for credibility, positioning your tools and the resources, seeding the bonus, and closing. Those are the steps of an effective introduction. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that the script, but unfortunately I haven't seen the thing, so maybe when I see that, but see the guide you have online, that might help.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, Bill, whenever this call is over, you and I will talk to make sure you're getting access to the portal. And worst case scenario, I will send you the links via email so that you have everything that you need. So we'll make sure, whether it's your logon or my logon, we'll make sure that you can get into the portal after this call so that you have that. Okay. Kevin, any questions from your side? I'm guessing you have yourself on mute, so I'm going to take silence as a no. All right, so that was the content that I had for today. I wanted to go over with you that video introduction and to really inspire you to not delay too long and to do it while you're still, it's still fresh on your mind. You know, if you've got sales guys, have them watch the videos and get these things filmed, because I'm telling you that this will impact your credibility with your client and it will help you improve your close rate. Because I can guarantee you, again, none of your competitors are doing this. You are going to be the one and only company doing this in your market. And it's going to really set you apart from all of your other competitors. And it helps your consumer feel comfortable. It helps you feel known. It increases your credibility. And it gives them a little bit of a wow factor. They feel pretty impressed when they see that video introduction come into their inbox. Or if you're a big fan of texting your clients, you can text them the link and they can click it and watch it right from their phone. So just because I suggest it in a video, in a email, doesn't mean that you have to do exactly the way that I suggest. If you text your clients, if that's how you work, then feel free to text them that link as well. You know, whatever works for you, adapt it to your business, but make sure that it's something that when you start doing, you do it consistently for all of your clients. Because only when you do it consistently that you'll be able to see what kind of result that it generates. So that's all that I have, unless anyone has any more questions. And Bill, I'll definitely be giving you a buzz back as soon as we end this call. And then I will share this recording. So anyone who is listening to us on the recording, I know that we have quite a few people who are going to be doing that. So feel free to shoot me an email with any questions or if you need any support in getting your video scripted and getting that done. If you have any sales team members who are struggling or who are uncomfortable and they need a little bit of a nudge in the right direction, want to have a conversation with me, shoot me an email. I'm here to help you to make sure that this implementation flows really well in your business. And we do have a Facebook page. I don't think we have too many takers here yet on the Facebook page. It's on the bottom of the email that I sent you out this week. So take if you have your video introduction done and you'd like us to take a look, you'd like some feedback on it, feel free to post it up on our Facebook page. That's a great place for you to gain the insight or the input from me and also from all the other members who are going through this program at the same time that you are. If one person starts the trend, it might kind of kick off a little trend here of posting those up in the Facebook group because they're really fun to see what other people create. So good luck with that. And if you have any questions at all, make sure that you're reaching out to me via email or find me on the Facebook group. Happy to answer questions there as well. Or you can bring them to our call for next week. So same time, same place next week. I will be working with you on the topic of the actual sales meeting itself. So going over structured sales meeting. And then also we're going to be talking about a really cool factor of what to do with your no's and your no-shows, how you can convert people who didn't buy from you into potential clients in the future. So that's a really cool little juicy piece that we'll dive into next week on our call. So I will see you, unless anyone has any questions, going to open up the field one last time for questions, if anyone has any. Now is the last call for questions.
I'm good.
All right. And then, Kevin, I'm guessing you're on mute. I see you here still with us, but I'm guessing you're on mute. So, again, I'm going to take no questions. So, awesome. I'm happy that you guys are following along with the content and making time for these calls. The key, you know, as I've said before, education without implementation is just entertainment. So make sure that you're implementing these things in your business. Make sure that you're using these new things that you're learning because they make a huge difference. You know, we don't win a race by a mile. We win by an inch or two. And it's giving yourself that little advantage right off the starting line that will really help you win in the end. So any questions, always happy to answer them. And in the meantime, on email, otherwise I will be seeing you all next week on our coaching call, same time, same place. So make it a great week, have a fantastic weekend, and I will see you guys next Wednesday. All right, bye everybody.
Bye.
All right.
The moderator has left the conference.